As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Go see Katie and the crew over there. They're going to get you taken care of. And don't forget, Customer Appreciation Day at Smith Indoor Garden coming up June 4th. A lot of great stuff lined up for that. You can have some fun and get some great deals. So go check them out. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford.
This cracks me up so much. Okay. An Amish man from outside Cleveland has been charged with OVI after allegedly passing out while driving a horse-drawn buggy and letting it cruise.
How is that illegal? Is it
cruise on the wrong side of the road? See, that's what we have to get into. Let me play you some audio because, yes, okay. We have real audio of the actual police officer and the chase that took place with this drunk Amish buggy driver.
Got a drunk Amish guy passed down the buggy. Whoa. Hey. Hey. Wake up. There's a Bud Light can sitting in there, and he passed clean out.
That's what he did to me.
He'll go home. The horse knows how to get home. He's passed clean out. They slumped over. I'm going to see if I can get in front of him and slow down.
We might have it stopped.
Nope.
Disregard. He just rammed it into my car.
Yes. There is a guy.
Just let him go home. The horse is fine. Did you breathalyze the horse?
So that's the thing. Okay, look. You obviously cannot drink and drive. We have established that multiple
times. Exactly. It's not a good thing. No.
But unless that horse was tipping back cold ones, that horse knows where he's going. Okay?
Exactly. Just let him continue on his way.
Let nature do what nature does. That horse will clippity-cloppity all the way back to the barn, okay?
Clippity-clop. You know? Dude, that's one. I never really, like, sit down and think about. Back in the day, I mean, do it. You could just drink. As long as you could get on the horse,
yeah,
you were good.
And that, I'll be honest, that's. If you're able to get on a horse while hammered drunk, you're fine to drive. You're all right. Because have you ever tried to get on a horse, seen people that aren't doing it? It's impossible. They're super tall, okay? Yeah. And then you got to huck your leg over top.
You try to mount it from the back, the thing kicks you.
Yeah, yeah. Seabiscuit's like, no, you're not getting on me. You puked on me last time we did this, okay? Why don't you just sit there by the water trough and we'll go home in the morning, okay? But
passed out.
Yeah, that was Officer Nathan Miller and deputies were working on that. And it did end. You did hear that right. At the end, when he tried to get his cruiser in front to slow it down, it was buggy to cruiser. And
here's another thing, too. Much like a baby on a knee, when you bounce a baby on a knee, it puts it to sleep, you know? It's kind of like a horse. You bounce and finally, eventually, you're going to pass out.
Those buggies do have very nice shocks, all right? They ride like Cadillacs, okay? You know? So you got, and then also think of the soothing sounds like clippity cloppity, clippity cloppity, clippity cloppity.
I mean, to be drunk. I'm falling asleep regardless.
That buggy's bouncing. He probably had some nice, like, thick wool Amish coat on. You know what I mean? They got nice clothes. Little blanket over the top. I'm falling asleep. I'm getting tired just talking about it.
So the cop did let him go, continue on his way, right?
I think so. I think that, or, you know, I mean. Because, yeah, what do you do? It's not like you can bring a tow truck over to put the horse in. Well, you need two things. You would need a horse trailer and then a flatbed to get the buggy. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work. I would just watch him, make sure he got put in the. Give Seabiscuit a sugar cube, say, hey, good job. You got us home safe. Go. That's it.
Just don't roll your ankle.
It's like.
Give you some advice.
Oh, that's it. I'm not ready. Hold on. I'm not ready. Wait. Say it again.
Don't roll your ankle, you damn horse.
That's right. Right there. Done.
What will happen?
The deputy had to put down the
horse.
You'll
be dead.
Oh, no. I told you, give me home safe. All right. There you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.